You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Our sermon today is called Holy Living. It's part of this Pentecost series all about the holy and the sacred and the divine in our lives and in our world. And today, in this sense of holy living on this Father's Day, I want you to consider this text in that sense, with that backdrop, about being parents, about being fathers, about being the kind of people, if you didn't have a good relationship with your father, where you can step in and be able to declare what Paul, the Apostle Paul, here declares in this text, that one, at an acceptable time, in verse 2, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. That fathers and people being like Jesus Christ means listening. I know as a dad, man, I can just jump right in there with words. And those words aren't always that helpful. But if I can listen first, if I can be present enough to not just give my advice or give my commands or start trying to control a situation, if I can just listen, I can hear the hurt, I can hear the pain, I can hear the affliction in my son's voice, in his words, in his nonverbals. Second, verse 3, we are putting no obstacle in anyone's way. Let's be honest, dads. Let's be honest, people. How often do we purposely, not just accidentally, because there's a lot of that too, but purposely put an obstacle in someone's way, throw some words out there where that person that we're supposed to love, we know they're going to trip over it. We know it's going to be a dart right into their soul. We know we are poking the bear. But what if we didn't put that obstacle in their way? What if we could declare, like Paul, that we are servants, slaves of God, that we have commended ourselves in every possible way? Great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity and knowledge and patience and patience and patience and humility and kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. Friends, that's the kind of father I want to be. That's the kind of father I often have and have had in my own life with my own father. That many sleepless nights for him, so much kindness when I really didn't deserve it. So much listening when he could have just jumped in there and given a whole bunch of advice. Now, that's not to say that he didn't have his moments, right? But those fatherly figures that we can look out at and see that humility, see that patience that they had with us, and that you and I need to emulate for other people. And not just what we saw, but to go even further than their own examples and legacies. To truly be able to embody this list that Paul has right here. I love verse 12. There is no restriction in our affections. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restrictions in our affections. I want to speak directly to men out there today. So often our society has taught us to put restrictions on our affections, to hold back, to not put ourselves out there, to not be vulnerable with the people that we most love and should love. And as a result, they don't get our whole heart. They don't get our whole soul. They can't see this list of great endurance, of afflictions, of hardships, of calamities, of beatings, of imprisonments, of riots, of labors, of sleepless nights, of hunger, because we're not even opening up to allow them to see that, to hear it, to feel it from us. They're not experiencing that so often from us men, because we are closed up so tight with all of our armor on, with our masks over ourselves, so that people, particularly those that we love the most, don't see all of that. And friends, it's only that list of stuff, all of the pain, all the hurt, all of the journey, all of the living, that actually allows another human being in. It takes a moment for us to look back at all of that history, all of that journey, all of that past, and to pull it up here and to declare it sacred and holy, to declare it good and from God, no matter what it was, no matter how bad it was, because this list, friends, is painful. And yet, because Paul opened up and allowed the people to see and hear about those experiences, it made all of the difference in the world. The people out there in our lives who we most love want to experience alongside of us our own vulnerability, our own pain, our own hurt, and to be able to enter into those spaces with us. Let's be honest, that's precisely what we wanted from all of the father figures in our own lives. That's precisely what we needed. We didn't want them to hold back. We wanted them to put no restrictions, no fences, no gates, no walls around their affections, but to open their hearts and souls wide open. You and I get that opportunity today on this Father's Day to enter into this holy and sacred call of life and living, to open up and say, here's what I've endured. Here's what I've been through. Here am I, all of me, no restrictions, no gates, wide open. On this Father's Day, that's what every single one of us needs.